Yeah, you, I think you needed some things together, like, as a career, like, a piece of things. I think my wife, Adrian, probably would have it. Because your daughter's a yeah, they, Adrian was the other four of them, they so we're a little worried about all the they were on soccer team. So Adrian and Adrian were awesome.
So,
where's Captain?
I
Let's bow our heads and begin with prayer. Lord, we pray for your blessing on the spread of the gospel in the world to the saving of souls for whom Christ shed his blood. Bless all our efforts. Bless us in this our time of grace with the opportunity that we have to be a part of your great work of gospel proclamation, that we may utilize that time of grace well before you. Summon us, and we ourselves join the ranks of the saints in glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We apologize. One thing about technology, besides it's being great, sometimes it doesn't work. And so we've got a little bit of a split screen on the right that we hope won't be too much of a distraction. So
yes, thank you very much. So Kingdom Workers, what is Kingdom Workers? Who are Kingdom Workers? Well, as you heard if you were here at the early service, you are Kingdom Workers already as part of the body of Christ. You are involved in the work of the kingdom. And we're here to expand.
Also helps with technology if you turn it on.
I don't even know about microphones, so we can just expand on that a little bit. How many here have been involved as a volunteer, or have you had volunteers here go out, or have you had volunteers come here from Kingdom Workers? There have been builders or Faith in Action or camps. Faith in Action ones. So hopefully we can give you some updates. And
volunteer from Malawi. Who is in Malawi?
Oh. Volunteer. And you were in Malawi? Did you say?
1996.
Oh, right. Okay, so at the end we'll have a little discussion time too, and please share some things there. So a quick look at, oh.
When Jesus was here on earth in his ministry, he looked out over the masses of humanity, harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, and he had compassion on them. But he did more than just feel for them. He acted on their physical and spiritual needs. Matthew 9 tells us that Jesus went throughout the villages of Galilee and Samaria, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and illness. Kingdom Workers exists to do Christ's work in the world today.
So we are Kingdom Workers with you too. A little bit about ourselves. Love for souls has been at the heart of ministry for my husband Steve as long as I have known him. Having served in the 1970s in Malawi in Central Africa and then in a home mission setting at Cross of Glory in Washington, Michigan. Most recently, we've served for 33 years at Abiding Word in Houston, Texas, having retired about a year and a half ago. During that time, for 15 years, he served on the Synod's Board for World Missions, overseeing the work in Japan, Europe, and Asia.
Sally is a graduate in art education of the University of Minnesota. She taught art in Kenyon High School in Minnesota before joining me in the mission in Central Africa. And for over 40 years, she has been my partner and co-worker in mission and ministry. For 4 years, she served on the National Board of the Lutheran Women's Mission Society. And since 2008, she has been a member of the Wells Women's Ministry Committee of Synod.
And we have 4 children and 7 grandchildren. I'll add that in there too. So a quick reading of the mission statement here helps us see what Kingdom Workers is about. The idea of mobilizing Christians, getting Christians on the move for the sake of the gospel, making sure these ministries are ongoing and meeting physical as well as spiritual needs. The field is the world.
A little of the history of Kingdom Workers. In 1987, the Wells Synod Convention approved in concept the idea of a lay-led mission organization in Synod. In 1989, Wells Kingdom Workers was formally organized with the full approval of Synod. In 2013, Wells Kingdom Workers underwent a name change. They became Kingdom Workers in recognition of the fact that there are other groups and organizations in doctrinal fellowship with us, like the ELS, the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, that are full partners and working in Kingdom Workers. So Kingdom Workers is, Wells Kingdom Workers is today Kingdom Workers.
So there's a new emphasis in partnership in Kingdom Workers, and what this means is that Kingdom Workers is willing to go with to work with any mission field or mission partner in our worldwide fellowship, which provides more places to serve as well as a greater pool to draw from. And key to this effort is the idea of making sure that local ministries are fully engaged, that they are ownership of this work, the work and the outcome, the members and the leadership, so that there's ongoing connection with the community. And this makes a difference for the cause of Christ in that community. Partnership here, some examples. These are ones that are currently working with Kingdom Workers. For example, here, the ELFK, it was mentioned in the sermon earlier. Already they are sending volunteers to help in with the disability ministry in Malawi with Kingdom Worker volunteers. Another one here, kind of off the page, Truth and Love Ministries. Kingdom Workers is assisting with their outreach to the Mormons in Provo, Utah. And you can see several of the other examples there.
The scope of Kingdom Work is clearly defined for us by our Lord in many places. Acts 1, where Jesus said, "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Great Commission, as expressed by our Lord in Matthew 18, "Go into all the world, make disciples of all nations." Or as Jesus phrased that Great Commission in Mark 16, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." Here you have a map that shows you where Kingdom Workers is currently at work in the world. If you look at the legend here, these are the three arms or agencies of Kingdom Workers: Builders for Christ, Faith in Action, Lutheran Health Alliance. And if you look at the symbols here, you can see the type of activity that Kingdom Workers are engaged in various parts of the world at this time. Japan is off the map.
So a brief look at these three arms of the work, and then we'll look at some real life stories. Faith in Action, pairing up to make sure prospects are discovered in the neighborhood, finding ways of helping with the evangelism efforts, various summer camps, and other summer ministry efforts. These are all under the arm of the Faith in Action aspect of Kingdom Workers.
Builders for Christ is that arm of Kingdom Workers. Maybe some of you are familiar with it, that works with congregations and mission fields in assisting with the construction of worship facilities and educational units. In calendar year 2015, there were 7 congregational building projects completed with the help of Kingdom Workers volunteer Builders for Christ volunteers. Builders for Christ working with Wisconsin Lutheran College project was completed in that same year. And a team of Builders for Christ volunteers went out and worked on the Apache Lutheran Reservation with our Apache Lutheran brethren, constructing affordable housing for the Apaches on the reservation. All told, in 2015, it's estimated that the value added to construction projects by Kingdom Workers volunteers exceeded $500,000.
Lutheran Health Alliance is a more recent addition to the ministry efforts, and here health initiatives pair with gospel outreach to minister to people's souls and, like Jesus, tending to their physical ailments as well, their needs in that way, to show the genuineness of our love for the whole person. Ways of that being developed, there are clean water efforts in our remote villages in Indonesia. I'll talk about that a little bit more in detail. The disability ministry in Malawi is quite significant and growing. That we'll be mentioning as well. And an interesting one in the Caribbean, there's a program called aquaponics, and here people are actually from Wisconsin Lutheran College. They are going in training where the local residents are learning to grow vegetables as well as fish. And this is quite a unique thing, helping economically and also to provide a way of connecting with the community. They figure almost 1,000 people could come through there because this is such a neat and unique training idea for the whole area. And already 6 members have joined the congregation through these efforts. Efforts through the health initiatives on the Apache Reservation, they're especially addressing addiction, diabetes, and depression, forming a diabetes wellness group. They are also reaching out to the homeless in the area. Up to 50 are coming in Friday evenings for gathering in small groups, and they have a free meal that they're offering all around the gospel and encouraging them to improve their lives in that way.
So we've been speaking about 3 different arms or agencies of Kingdom Workers, but in truth there's only one Kingdom Workers ministry, and very often in different projects there's an overlapping of the different groups. Faith in Action volunteers working together with Lutheran Health Alliance volunteers on the same project. Truly an army of volunteers out in the world. In calendar year 2015, 134 Kingdom Worker teams were here at work in the States, Canada, or elsewhere in the world, reaching an estimated 30,000 people with the gospel.
So let's take a few, putting a few of these numbers into reality. If we can, it's hard for us, but if we can picture what it would be like having to haul water like this. This is the case in some of our remote villages in Indonesia. Women and children are having to walk hours to get water. It's not clean water. Spending time hauling the water back. The children have diarrhea, they boil the water, but this boiling now has been adding to respiratory diseases, so it's a pretty bad cycle, and children aren't being tended to, their education is not being looked after as well. Some of the gentlemen in the village said, you know, if we had more water, we could grow fresh vegetables and fruit, and that would improve things as well. So Kingdom Workers saw this as a great opportunity to ultimately share the gospel, and they went to work providing an infrastructure for clean water. And the joy of this basic commodity, just to turn on the tab, you can see on the faces of these gentlemen here, which we take so for granted. But it is an ongoing project, and you'll read more about this being developed as an effort in Southeast Asia. It does go beyond serving our own members. Providing this type of community assistance does offer many ways of opening doors for sharing the gospel. Here, the man in the white shirt is sharing this with his, he's an official in the community. He's sharing it with his residents there. Things are different now. The water is helping to enhance the lives of these people here, with the children especially. And church members are blessed to be able to share this special gift with their neighbors. The clean water has made a difference in it, talking about breaking down barriers. There have been some long-standing barriers that they've been able to put aside because of this, and they're also excited to be inviting members of the community to their worship services and to have access to even greater water, the living water of Jesus Christ. In this picture, take note of this, the guy there in the white shirt. His name is Joe, and we're going to talk about him in a little bit.
Here's an inspiring video clip of Kingdom Workers Project in Malawi, Vacation Bible School, and Easter for Kids. I'll take a break here for you to watch this.
That one is Stefan Felgenauer that you mentioned in the early. Do you know him? Are people aware of that stuff?
I saw Germany, I wonder.
That's English. Jesus died for all our sins.
We have eternal life.
A couple of unique things about the Easter for Kids program put on this year, 2016. One was that we took five young people from our mission field in the Caribbean, in the mission field of Antigua, and they became part of this program. They went over to Africa and assisted in the mission there. Reaching for the Builders for Kids program in two congregations in southern Malawi, well in excess of 900 children with that special program, teaching skills and above all the skills necessary for reaching eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. And now this great outpouring of the love of Christ for children in Malawi through the Vacation Bible School program and through the Easter for Kids program has opened up the window of opportunity for Lutheran Health Alliance to get in. You heard Sally say something about disability programs. What happened in Malawi is that you need to understand, we lived in Malawi for 7 years in from 71 to 78. You could tell us some things about this too, that it's widespread in Africa, that the belief that children with disabilities, that's somehow associated with evil spirits, and so they keep their children with disabilities hidden and shunned in their in their huts. They feed them, they bathe them, they take care of them, but there's no rehab program, there's no help for them. But when parents saw the love of Christ for children in these programs, they began to bring these children out, something unheard of, brought out into the open. And Lutheran Health Alliance, in teamwork with Jesus Cares and the Lutheran Home in Minnesota, got into the act, and following the goal of locally sustainable programs, they have set up a program now for the past couple of years in Malawi of rehab that is able to be carried on by the Malawian villagers themselves. You see here this rehab equipment here. It's not stainless steel. It's made up of local materials that they can do with their own hands. And this Matthew from Liquakwanda village in southern Malawi, he's been in this program for 2 years. He's 14 years old now. As a 12-year-old, he was little better than a vegetable living in his hut. He couldn't do anything for himself. Now he's able to feed himself. He's able to walk through this rehab program and even move around a little bit with a cane. To Malawians, it's sort of like when Jesus was walking the shores of the Sea of Galilee. They see this, and they hear the words of the gospel that the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lame are walking. It's truly a miracle in their eyes, and gives, as we have here, I think. Stay there. Thank you. It gives the pastors of the Lutheran Church of Central Africa just wonderful new opportunities for baptizing and instructing people in the Christian faith.
So now, it's getting ahead of us by one. A little trip to the Caribbean. Mission work in Grenada began in the early 2000s. Our church, Grace Lutheran Church, is located in St. George's, the capital. And now this is there by much effort from individuals and congregations, and they're in a position to reach out themselves. This facility here is Richmond Home for the Elderly. The administrator, Paula Lessie, has been holding it together with a small medical staff, some cooks and maintenance people. In 2004, it was almost destroyed by Hurricane Ivan. Some renovation took place, but one of the members of Grace, she's a local attorney and active in the community, was made aware of this situation, and she proposed to her members at Grace, you know, this is in kind of bad shape. What do you think if we could assist in some way? So they also tapped into Kingdom Workers, and this earlier this year in January, volunteers from Wisconsin Lutheran College came down, and they took this on as a project to do a facelift for Richmond Home for the Elderly. They hauled out 3 truckloads of junk, they painted rooms, they built some creative outdoor seating. They did things that really made it much more pleasant for the residents there. They built, raised vegetable gardens that they could actively participate in, and the whole experience formed relationships. The Wisconsin Lutheran College team leader, Pastor Greg Lyon, maybe the Lyon name is known here in California. Yeah, he was our vicar for a whole year as well. Anyway, he led the group, and he had this to say about the experience. It was so exciting to see the students' passion all come out. There are brothers and sisters from outside Grenada who want to share their faith. They want to work and stand alongside you. And from the other side of it, Paula Lessie, the administrator, has this to say. This is not normal. The residents never come out when people are here. Look at them. Almost all of them are out talking to the volunteers and to each other. Most times, they're afraid of those who come. So members of Grace look forward to this ongoing project, hoping to complete next year. But already, the relationship building has led to the facility there inviting Grace to conduct worship services and Bible classes in this location.
Builders for Christ are carpenters, plumbers, electricians, and ordinary grunts like myself who only know about which end of the hammer you're supposed to use to pound a nail, who all work under a capable, qualified construction manager, very often a retiree who wants to continue to put his energies to use in some way. This is a project completed in 2015. St. John's Glencoe found, Glencoe, Minnesota, found a building that seemed suitable for remodeling for the addition of a preschool ministry to the congregation. A team of 11 builders for Christ joined up with 11 congregational members and knocked out this project in short order, saving the congregation an estimated $10,000 through the volunteer effort there. A larger project completed in 2015 was for Shepherd of the Hills in Duluth, Minnesota, the addition of 6,000 square feet to their facility for Bible class and fellowship purposes, the addition of two classrooms for their preschool, which previously had a cap of 16 children because it was carried on in the parsonage basement. Now they have raised that cap to 56 children. Pastor Matt DeNoyer of Shepherd of the Hills says that in the year since this program has been completed, 70 children have passed through the halls of their preschool ministry, 70% of whom are not members of the congregation and are thus prospects for gospel outreach. Here's a mission congregation, a New Start Mission Congregation in Franklin, Wisconsin. The pastor of that congregation, Victory of the Lamb, Ben Kurth, standing on the future site of his pulpit, exuberantly proclaiming something, but that building is now complete with the help of Kingdom Workers volunteers, Builders for Christ.
So youth and summer camps, they go together. They've provided congregations with outreach over the many years, usually through a traditional vacation Bible school. In the last few years, maybe even 15 years or so, 15, 20 years, it has taken on a different dimension, and this example is one of the earlier ones that by God's grace has become kind of a template across the country. So let me share just a summary of the efforts in Mississauga, Ontario. Some of you may be aware of these efforts. This is Pastor Joel Schultz and his wife Dawn. They arrived there in the early 1990s, did a lot of outreach attempts and didn't have too much success with visiting, inviting them to their campus here in the middle school, which is where they still are worshiping, but they finally decided to tap into their interest as soccer players and thought maybe we can connect with the community in this way. And so it happened, and it wouldn't have without the help of Kingdom Worker volunteers. From a very small start in 1998, they now, I believe this last summer, they had to cap it at 295 students. So it's been quite a good effort on their part. The volunteers have been coming from Martin Luther College in New Ulm, Minnesota. Usually they would send helpers for teaching or for doing canvassing. So the idea of the request that came in, we'd like soccer players to go to Canada, was a little bit different, but over the years that relationship has been wonderful. It's a huge blessing for the volunteers going there and also for the mission receiving them in Mississauga. They've also pulled in community people as coaches for them. One day they even set aside as a clinic and have a professional from the Canadian national team, so it's a high-level camp for ages 4 to 14, but the real goal is still, though, to proclaim the love of Jesus in this community. And the message of Christ crucified and risen for them is proclaimed daily in their devotions. It's exhibited out in the field. As these camps go, the details of the skills tie into a truth of Scripture. And this year, this particular year, the theme was Jesus scores, we win. A little encore to this story, it goes beyond the children. the soccer player here in the yellow jersey, his name is Ben Lunston. He was a casual observer, being a soccer player, and so he saw the children out there, and one day he came a little closer, one day he became a coach, one day he completed the Bible information class with Pastor Schultz, and not only is he a professional photographer, but also an active Christian now. Here, if you remember Joe, this is from a few slides back, their brothers, Joe and Ben, they went on a mission trip to Indonesia to help build the infrastructure for a school and a creative outdoor play space for the preschool. So this is kind of an exciting story here. Ben being a photojournalist, this is their Facebook page with their two goals: to help tell the stories of fellow believers around the world and to support the mission of the church. So kind of neat to see just around the efforts of a soccer ball how the Lord works in ministry.
Kingdom Workers administers this far-flung ministry through a system of regional field managers pictured here. The expansion of the work of late in the U.S. and Canada has led to the addition this last March of a new position, field manager for North America, which is now being ably filled by Christy Sebald. And Laura Harstead, pictured here, has a very large task of managing volunteers worldwide. That's quite a project when you've got 2,300 people in different parts of the world or the States or Canada.
And heading up the whole organization, these creative and energetic minds there, Bill Meyer and Dan Moyle, supported by a great staff in the office. We were able to meet them in March when we came on board, and just last week we had another face-to-face meeting, very professional, all of them, and all of them zealous for getting the word out of Jesus as their Savior. And Christy.
Yeah, maybe there's one familiar face here. This is one of your own, Erica Peterson, who has served very faithfully as fundraiser for Kingdom Workers. There's good news. Just recently, she became engaged to be married. The bad news is that she's moving away to a new location and will no longer be able to continue in the position at Kingdom Workers. But we do thank the Lord for her bringing her gifts as she has over this past time. Now the question is, where do you fit in? There are volunteer positions, mentioned some in the sermon, mentioned a couple here, short term, 2 to 3 weeks, longer term, a year or more. The one that I mentioned in the sermon going on right now just started. You've heard of the ravages of the flooding in Louisiana, Baton Rouge. Kingdom Workers has a program set up for 6 to 8 weeks. They'd like to get 8 to 10 workers who would come in for a certain period of time and assist with what can be done to help there. Number of openings in Apache lands, a couple of them have to do with gardening and helping Apaches learn to develop a better nutrition system, and also in Apache land, a continuation in March and April of this coming year of the Apache housing renovation program.
So volunteers come in many shapes and sizes. Some are students, some are retired, some are all ages and wherever people are at in life. Here's just a quick example. The words from a student. This Sophia came down to the Houston area twice now on a mission project, and here are her words. My name is Sophia, and I'm 15 years old. Currently, I'm a student at Illinois Lutheran High School. The Lord is a huge part of my life, and I love serving Him with all I have been blessed with. So she and her friends came down to do canvassing with Pastor Ben Reichel there. They've got a new mission start outside Northwest Houston in Fulshear at Mighty Fortress. And so they were canvassing. Here's Sophia again. I get goosebumps every time I tell this story. While canvassing, my friend Jasmine and I came across a woman who was getting ready to leave her house. Even though she was busy, she talked to us for a while. She explained that she went to a church about 45 minutes away, but was looking for a Lutheran church much closer to home and closer to the truth of the Bible. She shared what she believed, and we explained we had come from the Chicago area to Houston as part of a mission project. She told us that she would love to come and see the church. I truly felt the Lord speaking through me the entire time we were talking to her. Volunteering for Kingdom Workers has changed my life in so many ways. I hope that I can go on many more mission trips in the future. So exciting words from a volunteer.
Each Kingdom Worker volunteer is asked to raise a certain amount of the funding necessary for their mission trip. The congregation or the mission field receiving the volunteer raises an additional portion of the funding, and then Kingdom Workers kicks in the balance out of their own budget. Kingdom Workers provides a donor page for donors to raise their portion of the funding necessary for their trip. You see one example right here. Joe and Ben Lundsten mentioned before, we are told when they made their mission trip to Indonesia, how effective is this donor page program, that within 1 month of their posting their donor page, they had raised their portion necessary for the funding for something that was pretty expensive in going to Indonesia and helping as they did. Not everyone, of course, is in a position to be a Kingdom Worker volunteer to up and go. We know you're all active in your own congregation. We don't want to deplete congregations and have everybody go somewhere else, but we do need people who are able to do this. Not everyone can do this, but we all can pray for this work, and in that connection, knowledge is power. You need to know what you're praying for and who you're praying for to be able to focus on that for the Lord's blessing.
A good place to begin is kingdomworkers.com. It's a pretty easy website to navigate. You'll see there's a button that lists opportunities. They're clear. The type of service needed and the location. There's a button to learn more. There's a button to apply. And Kingdom Workers also produces, as maybe you saw on the back there, this update. These are current, quite current. We took some of our stories here from this. These are also on the website. Also from the website, you can subscribe to have these stories brought directly into your inbox. And what a great way right there to know exactly what to pray for, as we're talking about. Maybe you have students where you could have this as at your home devotion. The articles aren't long. They could read and even develop their own prayers to have at your devotion time. Use them in your classroom, your school classroom, or Sunday school. And what a great way to already get the mission message and love for souls in our young people, to broaden their awareness and to see how effective they can be, even at a young age, involved in the work of the kingdom.
Congregations that are looking for a Kingdom Worker team to come in and work in teamwork with the congregation on a particular project have a short deadline now for calendar year 2017. The deadline for volunteer requests is October 21st, just a couple of weeks from now. Kingdom Workers will want congregations that are looking for a volunteer team to come and work with them on a project to ask two questions. One, they'll want the congregation to assess what they feel is the strength that they have that is distinctive to their community. And secondly, they will want the congregation to think through just how they feel Kingdom Workers are able to work with them and what they can contribute to make that particular project effective. Partnership, we say here, with Kingdom Workers is a win-win situation. What we mean by that is if you have a Kingdom Workers team come in and work with you and your congregation, you're going to be wonderfully blessed by their love for the Lord and their energy, and then the things that they actually physically contribute to the congregation. On the other hand, if you have Kingdom Workers that go out from the congregation, that's not your loss, but when they come back, they're going to bring with them their enthusiasm that they've found in serving the Lord in this way that is contagious within the congregation, helps spread to others. A win-win situation.
So we are all Kingdom Workers working together, sharing the gospel. And we would like to open it up now for any questions or comments, especially if you have other things that you would like to add.
I have a question. We were there in 96. Zambia was a bigger mission field than Malawi was. I just seem to remember that it was. And I didn't see any work being done in Zambia. Has that been discontinued?
Maybe we'll let you talk through the mic.
When we were there in 96, the bigger mission field seemed to have been in Zambia, and Malawi was kind of second, seemed to be that way. I didn't see any presentation on any work going on in Zambia. Has that been discontinued?
Actually, Zambia is a much bigger country, and there are reasons why development is different. Malawi has developed as a mission field much more rapidly than Zambia has. Out of the 50,000 members of the Lutheran Church of Central Africa, 40,000 are in Malawi, about 10,000 in Zambia. They're not as concentrated because Zambia is spread out, so that the opportunities for mission projects are not quite the same there at this time, but we don't know what will come. Thank you for the question. So here we have in your congregation real experience with Kingdom Works. Thank you. Yes.
I just have a question. Are they like when you go to the Apache and help them refurbish their house? Do they require them to help instead of them sitting by doing nothing? Workers do the
Did you hear that? Yeah, good question. Definitely the Apache are involved in the work of the renovation. And I think that's the whole effort that the community, the members, the Kingdom Worker volunteers, there really are. That whole partnership thing is really what they're working hard on, that this is ongoing, it's sustaining. It's the members themselves who are going to carry this on once the volunteers leave.
Yes, thank you for that, because that is such a strong thrust of Kingdom Workers that it bears repeating. Locally sustainable, Kingdom Workers does not want to go in there and, as they say, give them a fish, but wants to go in and teach them how to fish. So every program that they have has this as an aim. As you saw with the rehab program, locally sustainable, they come in, teach people how to do things, and then go. Aquaponics in Grenada, same thing, come in, teach the people some things that they can do and that can help them, because this thing of just going in and providing them with help, that lasts for, 3 months, as long as you're there, and then you leave and nothing has changed. But locally sustainable, a key plank in Kingdom Workers' mission, wherever they're there. They will not come into St. Mark Citrus Heights, and if St. Mark Citrus Heights says, we've got this for you to do, but if St. Mark Citrus Heights says, this is something we're doing, and we'd like you to work along with us and maybe provide some certain skills that we don't have, they would jump to get in. Locally sustainable involvement of the local congregation or mission field.
Maybe it was when Annika talked to us, or Erica, sorry, but the question, I guess, was about maybe demand and supply. At one other presentation, I had the impression there was far more supply, people willing, especially students, wanting to do a project, and there weren't enough. Or is it actually the other way?
It varies. They keep a pool of an awful lot of workers there, and not all whose skill sets match the particular project that's there. Other projects, they have a surplus of people who want to get involved in it, and then they have to be selective. But it's a very large operation. With Lutheran Health Alliance, we keep on file now with Kingdom Workers. Everyone that we learn about who is in any kind of health-related employment, and we keep them on record that when the thing comes, so that if there's going to be brain surgery done in southern Sudan, maybe if you volunteer, you won't get the call.
One example, too, is the effort in Apache. Pretty specific. They are looking for one kind of master gardener to come down and work for several weeks to train the Apache, and then they in turn will be training the members. And then another one is going in to help the children. They've got a whole youth program with gardening with the children too. And it's just amazing to see the creative ways of ministry, of thinking of here's a need in the community. You know, this is something where we could find ways. Another they were doing, you'll read about in the update too, is going in and helping learn with swimming lessons. And they've made connections that way too. So it's wide open.
Yes.
The pastors we got to know in Malawi were
Pastor Janicek. Is he still?
He passed.
He died.
Sorry.
Missionary Janicek mentioned here in Malawi spent his whole ministry from 1964 until his retirement a few years back. He moved back to the States, and he did die. However, was it his heart?
Or no, what? A bone. A bone. It's huge that
they
you took be buried.
Some heart of him because the Malawians so loved him and brought it back and had a special ceremony of burial in Malawi. I'm not sure what part
huge.
It was.
Yvonne was able to go for it and a couple of their children, and it's a huge ceremony. It's like comparable to Livingston having been there.
Yeah, he was our closest neighbor. We were in Malawi too, in Blantyre, and he was our closest neighbor. So we worked very closely for 7 years when we were there. So I don't see more hands here. Thank you very much for your participation again, for giving us the time to speak about something that's very close to our hearts, getting the laity of Synod active in the work of the Lord, which is what Kingdom Workers is all about. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you. He reminded me of the forms are distributed here. Does everyone have one of the feedback forms? Or can the ushers make sure that people have? We'd like if you would take just a minute to give us feedback on this presentation, because it's still in sort of a pilot stage, and we do very much appreciate people's comments that tell us how we might improve things, or what kind of things we left out that you would like to hear, or what kind of things we said that you just assumed we didn't say. But let us know your honest feedback, we will tabulate that. And there is a box when you have filled this out by the display materials out in the narthex that you can deposit the forms there.
Okay, I know the name. They were there. Pastor Ricky.
Oh, yes.
They were after.
We were there in the 90s.
Yeah, they
were. We were there earlier.